The Magic Book of the Month.
Hello, this is Paul Fear, and welcome to Magic's Book of the Month podcast. And this month we've chosen Daddy's Girl by Tasmina Perry. Money can't buy you love, but for four sisters who've never wanted for anything, the love they can't buy is that of their fathers. So when his body's discovered, has one of the siblings committed the crime? Here's an excerpt from the book.
The Magic Book of the Month.
He was late. The tick-tock of the ornate grandfather clock reminded them how late. The Balkan sisters were never kept waiting for anything. They all had better things to do with their time. The father was dead, there was a funeral to arrange, and they had lives. Busy, glamorous lives. A few moments later, the oak door to the drawing room of Huntsford Castle creaked open, and David Loftus walked in. "This is David Loftus, the friend of Daddy's," Kate Balkan said to the other women. "Mr. Loftus is a writer, just moved into the village, I believe." "Do you know there's about a dozen photographers by the gates," he said, motioning his head towards the window. "Every hack in the land wants to be in this room today." "Well, now you're here, what do you want?" snapped Serena Balkan. Even for an actress, she'd had quite enough drama for one Christmas. Without being asked, he poured himself a scotch from the glass decanter. "Suppose the police have been around?" Loftus asked, taking a swig of his drink. "Accidental death, is that what they're saying?" "Exactly," said Kate, staring into the fireplace. "He fell from the ramparts." "Fell?" said David, lifting one of his brows. "Your father was despised by half the people who knew him." "No, I don't think your father fell from the rooftop. I believe he was pushed."
The Magic Book of the Month.
A gentle knock on the bedroom door woke Kate up from her sleep. She rubbed her eyes, wiping the dampness from her cheeks as Venetia came into her room. "How's Serena?" she asked quickly. Venetia smiled. She was flat out as soon as you left her. Apparently she'd drunk half the bar on the flight to Egypt. "It's so sad, isn't it? Her and Tom, I just never saw it coming." Venetia shrugged, noticing Kate's red-rimmed eyes, and put her hand on her shoulder. She knew that for Kate, losing her job was equal to losing a lover. "You've got to learn to ignore Daddy, you know. He was being an idiot tonight." Kate shrugged. "I've spent the last 30 years trying to do that, but he does seem to have a gift for making people feel as terrible as possible." She looked up, and for a second, in the dim candlelight, Venetia looked like someone else. "You look like Mum," Kate said quietly. Kate had been 7 when their mother had died of a brain hemorrhage, just months after the birth of Serena. It was the beginning of the end of their carefree childhoods, as the four girls came under Oswald's unbending control. Kate only had the foggiest of memories of Margaret Balkan, but they were memories that came back at the most random times, and tonight, as Venetia leaned over her to put the coffee cup on the floor, their mother reached out across the years. Not for the first time, Kate wondered what life would have been like if their mother had still been around.
The Magic Book of the Month.
As Nat's footsteps faded away down the polished wood of the hallway, Camilla walked over to the clawfoot bath and slid one leg into the water. "I thought you didn't care about what he thought." If Nat was so right about her ambivalent feelings towards her father, why was she here? She was almost 30, old and wise enough to recognize that she despised her father's company. Unlike her sisters, Venetia and Kate, who seem obliged to visit Huntsford no matter how bad Daddy's behavior became, Camilla Balkan was ambitious and tough and one of the most feared barristers in London. The word sentimental didn't even enter into her vocabulary. As far as Camilla was concerned, the only positive thing her father had given her was a desire to get away from his crumbling castle and the drive to succeed in spite of what he'd done to her, to all the girls. So what did bring her back? And why was she feeling so on edge? Of course she knew the reason. She'd spent years suppressing it, but here the memories were still so fresh. Suddenly a rush of dark images filled Camilla's head, and she squeezed her eyes shut, not allowing herself to think of the one thing that pulled her back to Huntsford.
The Magic Book of the Month.
Daddy's Girls by Tasmina Perry is Magic's Book of the Month.
For more details of this and other great reads, visit magic.co.uk.